Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3! Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved. And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Black day, stormy night, no love, no hope in sight. Don't cry, for he's coming. Don't die.
Blank face, tray 8, kill everybody, fuck a AK. Sell narcotics, I step my dollars up to Bill Gates. Push our limits, you looking timid, need to back off. Punk ass cops, some crackers want us with our black off. Thug like niggas, it's 96, I want the gang bang. Few years later, I'm really from it, we were still kids. Crack off, nigga, I'm squeezing empty till the shell break. Fuck my image, I need to drop, I need the blank face. Cause brain damage from my mechanics, keep it two ways. Sell narcotics, I'm slinging diamonds with your back, man. Stack large commas, you with your riders, with your backbone. Came four figures, I make deposit with the gold ring. Jeans look dirty. I lift the Chevy with the rims on. All bad bitches, they wanna fuck me with the cap on. Real life nigga, I'm in the stool to all the weed blown. Way long, long, I hit the dope behind a cell phone. Y'all don't hear me, I want the money right. Groovy Tony, no face killer, I see the money right. Yeah, blank face, clear everything out the safe. Crack the big bank. Robbing your kids too, my heart an igloo. The devil in all blue, huh? Die now, go to heaven to bring him through. Lot of brown round here, got that white girl for you. And she's swimming in fire water, clippy double digits. Piercing through your civic most, die before they hear. Turn a nigga to a spear, drive slow, oh. Hey, hit the curb with shattered mirrors. Look around, now you're hellbound, boogie down. Bullshit, I want a loud sling a bird every hour. Smack a nigga with the heat, contradicting every piece. Leave him triple six, lying under feet. Can you dig it? Look a match that won't finish. Drop a nigga off, get a nigga whip. Squeeze a fingertip, ayy. Blank face, tray 8, kill everybody, fuck a AK. Sell narcotics, I step my dollars up to Bill Gates. Push our limits, you looking timid, need to back off. Punk ass cops, some crackers want us with our black off. Thug like niggas, it's 96, I want the gang bang. Few years later, I'm really from it, we were still kids. Crack off, nigga, I'm squeezing empty till the shell break. Fuck my image, I need to drop, I need the blank face. Cause brain damage from my mechanics, keep it two ways. Sell narcotics, I'm slinging diamonds with your back, man. Stack large commas, you with your riders, with your backbone. Came four figures, I make deposit with the gold ring. Jeans look dirty, I lift the Chevy with the rims on. All bad bitches, they wanna fuck me with the cap bone. Real life nigga, I'm in the stool to add a weed blow. Way long, long, I hit the door behind a cell phone.
I see the money ride on.
Blackface.
We've been together over and over again. Feelings the same. Oh, can't stay too far. Too far apart. If it's just a mile away.
There's a feeling you want it.
Do, do.
And I know that you want it.
Hello.
gon' make me quit what I'm doing and fall through with this bottle. That ain't the only thing you finna swallow. That ain't the only thing I got poppin'. That ain't the only thing that's finna spill quick. No rubber shit, I'ma still hit you. My main bitch, and that's real, 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 real shit. I'ma treat it like we on vacay, South Beach, yeah. Only thing you wearin' is she said. Talkin' to you like a little freak, bitch, cause that's all a little secret. When I come through off in my zone, not that fucking friend zone. Only thing I touch is that end zone. Look, I don't care if it's 10 phones, they all straight up. You got your list going way up. When you hop on top and turn around, I can handle it. I might pass out like a pamphlet. You got a candle, a cinnamon apple, the candle scent. Bed banging like a vanity. You know, I can spend all night in camping it. You know, I like to tell you what to do. I micromanage it, yeah. Bed so clean. She's so clean. I turn over and eat the pussy cause she's so clean. I'm talking mouth to mouth, I'm talking cheek to cheek. I'm talking waist to waist, I'm talking eye to eye. You know body language, we don't need to speak like, whoa. Time ain't no one else time. Look, I know you can feel the passion. I know what you want without asking. I know you can feel the heat between us. Close the blinds, they don't need to see us. See, I get to see a side of you that they don't see it. No, you a CEO, you the real, real, no GMO. I'm just trying to water you and see it grow. Yeah. We connect on a soul level. Got you walking all bow-legged. Don't take it out, whoa, 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 you know better. Got video, you strip it down and get it naked. I throw it down, slow it down, and speed it faster than the Talladega. Get you off, turn you on, yeah, I'm the only one to activate you. So good, girl, I could've when I stayed, you know I had to date you. I had to, I had to.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Screen Girls on Air on 101.9 FM, broadcasted live from Vancouver on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Christina.
I'm Sarah, and this is CITR, The Night Show. We've had a really awesome past 2 weeks.
We've been listening to all the new music. Starting off was...
we had 2088 featuring Jodeci with 2 Minute Warning. And we started off the show with brand new Schoolboy Q with Groovy Tony. Shout out to everybody listening in. That was some brand new Schoolboy Q, premiered on Tidal. And I think this is his summer. I know we were talking about how we want to see him.
I'm so excited for Schoolboy Q.
He's like the perfect festival artist.
So many rappers, they're just falling off. And like you're kind of seeing who's putting out new stuff and who you're just not really hearing from again. So I love that Schoolboy Q is putting out new stuff.
It's groovy for sure.
It's good. I'm enjoying it.
And 2088, we played 2 Minute Warning. I was really feeling the Jodeci there. It really took me back. So they teamed up for their side project. They chose the name 2088 because they were both born in 1988 and they recently celebrated their 28th birthdays in March. So I had to listen to the album and it was interesting because it kind of just explores a relationship from all different angles where like your first meeting and dating to, you know, getting in a relationship, it's definitely got themes of love, sex, jealousy, insecurity.
And individually, they're just sort of expressing like their typical gender roles, like Big Sean and Jhené Aiko sort of going through that.
Yeah, like all those like fears in a relationship, I feel they really examine that. The cheating, lying, insecurity, lack of sexting, you know, all
you're saying
things.
On that one song talk show.
Right, so in you get the sense of, by a few songs in that it's not so much Jhené Aiko and Big Sean as it is them just like stepping outside of their own roles and just like exploring the sides of like a relationship and that like super messy, complicated situation that a lot of, I feel like, millennials find themselves
so
in.
So it's not really necessarily their story they're telling.
No, and they've been promoting this project. I guess there's a film coming out in which they're going to be playing adult film stars. Ooh. And so it's Jhené Aiko in a bright orange wig. And so they have various scenes in the limo, fighting, you know, on a bed and different. So they're showing those different vignettes, if you will, of those images. And then it's like the songs are like the accompaniments to that. So it's very relatable.
Beyoncé is sort of the queen of that with the alter ego and stepping into a character for the album's sake and for the music and artists and the artistry of it. I think she gets criticized a lot for that. But to be able to do that, and to do it well, to step into a character like
you
that,
can see
is a
the
talent
transformation
and a skill.
In her. She emotes so well, even in a music video.
And I love that she mixes it up with sometimes it is a really personal story, and it is her story. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't quite seem like her story, but you don't know because Beyoncé's life is not for sale. And so it's that mystery. You got to figure out, like, what's the alter ego and what's Beyoncé? What is her personal experience and what is Sasha Fierce's personal experience?
I think one of my biggest goals in life would probably be to direct a music video, because we always talk about parameters in art, and I feel like the music video is just this, like, often, you know, 3 minute and 30 second chance to really convey a message and to, like, paint this song into a bigger context. So I find that Beyoncé, in the way that she did her visual album, was just flawless.
Even if you...
Wow.
Brilliant. Okay. I love it.
Anyways.
Even if you look at Drake, I know you want to.
Not.
Hotline Bling last summer, his video versus Vashti's...
Director X.
Yeah, Vashti's interpretation of... Vashti painted a very literal picture.
Girl crying and drinking.
The lyrics were acted out.
Yes.
And Drake was doing the most unexpected thing you would think he would do with that music video.
And in that moment, it was iconic. At least for that moment
of
time.
And of course you would say that.
And for 2015. You know, it was very... At the place where we host our radio station, actually, they had a Hotline Bling box. So
it was a replica of his music video set, and people were invited to walk in and give their best Drake moves.
So,
some more catching up?
Yeah, what have we been up to?
What'd you get up to this past weekend?
This weekend, I went unexpectedly to a very different kind of museum, not one that I would ever venture into willingly, but I went to the BC Hall of Fame. And so basically it is, you know, our little place where everything is stored for the very successful athletes and whatnot. So it was a salute to athletes. It featured uniforms, accolades.
So are we talking like Canucks, BC Lions,
Whitecaps? We're talking like Terry Fox.
Oh, even better.
Rick Hansen.
All respect to current team members of all the teams I just mentioned.
And then as well as, like, track and field athletes, figure skaters. It's interesting, even as someone who doesn't really participate in sports culture, it was interesting. It was very interactive. Like, when they had the various exhibits, they would have information about, like, the track and field champions of BC, and then in the same vein, you could run, and it would track, like, how far you could run, stop and start a lap. So it was, like, really interesting, because, you know, it's keeping you engaged. They actually had a wheelchair for Rick Hansen's exhibit. And so it was like you would sit in the wheelchair and it was like, how much power can you give?
Shit, that's going there.
And then they had, basically it was interesting because I realized how tied sport and country is and how much we value sports and athletes as a
country.
There's
a real sense of nationalism there.
Yeah,
that is like, if you look at the Olympics, that is the time for a nation to shine.
And sports also carries with it just this, like, supreme feeling of nostalgia. And I didn't particularly feel it because, once again, I'm not in – I don't even go to a Canucks game.
I know.
And I had a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, I was asking you for, like, 2 winters in a row. I was like, come on, we got tickets to, like, every game. Let's go. And you're just like, you know, I just don't really want to.
No.
And I was like, I get if you're not into the game, but the atmosphere – But you felt the atmosphere here.
I did, yeah. And some people that I was with, the history meant so much to them because they can, like, remember things like the Expo and...
And Terry Fox.
And Terry Fox and, like, that legendary Canucks game against the New York Rangers where... So it was just interesting, like, there's so much tied up in sports that for me to just say stuff like, oh, it's just, like, sports is kind of, like, very ignorant in a sense because it carries with it so much for so many people.
I remember back in school taking a sports broadcasting class, and the first sort of lesson was showing how sports is not just the toy room of the newsroom, and how, you know, sports and the Olympics in particular were tied to so many, you know, huge events like the civil rights movement and, you know, the fist and at the Summer Olympic Games in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much history tied to so many great sporting events. So, yeah. But it's definitely very different from the usual museums and galleries we go to. And we went to another gallery, a bit different than what we're used to. We got an email from the Surrey Art Gallery inviting us to check out Toronto-based artist Nepsidu's first solo exhibit, Shadows in the Major Seventh. And we hadn't actually been to the Surrey Art Gallery before. We've spent a lot of time at the Vancouver Art Gallery, the New Media Art Gallery, but this was a first for us. And we got to meet Nep yesterday afternoon, and he was setting up and getting prepared for his show on Saturday, the opening reception. And it's going to feature mixed media, music, sculpture, and textile design. And so after looking at his pieces, we sat down with him for a quick chat about his process, timelessness, and his non-commercial clothing line, Paradise Sportif. And so we'll play our interview with him right after the break.
Yeah, we're going to get into some music right now. Here is Ultra Magnus and DJ Slam with North is in the House.
For she's button, give me heebie-jeebies. For she's button, give me heebie-jeebies. For she's button, give me heebie-jeebies. For she's button, give me heebie-jeebies.
When the north is in the house.
Oh my god.
When the north is in the house.
Oh my god.
When the north is in the house.
Oh my god.
When the north is in the house. Danger.
These rats make me the man in a six, like Lou Williams. It's me versus the world in this city of sky pilgrims. Step into my cipher through the central frugal forces. You'll be forced to force it due to the fact my force grip is enough to leave Darth Vader just gasping on a respirator. Try and catch it. You know that fight ain't fair. That's like me and Slam versus a flight of stairs. Boys in the back trying to rush her. Standing like Russia, cause only pussy riot behind bars. Riot like Van City, we burning our own cars without cause. Here to drop another fucking humdinger, gunslinger. Come bring your gun with your rums in ya. Look out for shot. If me and Slam got you open, sorta like the Amish out of Rumspringer. This ain't an anthem. Classified drop that he influenced me, but most of y'all slept and skipped class like it was truancy.
For she's button, give me heebie-jeebies. For she's button, give me heebie-jeebies. For
Sheezy. Button, give me heebie-jeebies. For Sheezy. Button, give me heebie-jeebies.
When the North is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the North is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the North is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the North is in the house.
Yeah. Yo, when the North is in the house, of course you got to bounce. I was posted on the couch, just rolling on the ounce. I just smoking, then I'm out, being focused what I'm about. Yeah, they smoke too, but a roach, it doesn't count. They cheesy. Nothing that they do is ever greasy for sheezy.
Button.
Give me heebie-jeebies, believe me. Crazy on the beat, so leave me be, G, it's easy. My heart stay colder than a freezy, they cheapy. At least 3 G's, fuck a freebie. Old school, what's an MP3 on a CD? I'm vinyl in a crate, like, find out what to play. You can find out about your fate, like, I know about your day. A diamond in a safe, how I'm shining in your face. DJ Slam on the cut, just rewinding what I say.
Oh my God.
DJ Slam on the cut, just rewinding what I say.
For Sheezy, button, give me heebie-jeebies. For Sheezy, button, give me heebie-jeebies. For Sheezy, button, give me heebie-jeebies. For Sheezy, button, give me heebie-jeebies.
When the North is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the North is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the North is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the North is in the house. Danger.
Damage happens. Wish damage never happened.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasted live from Vancouver from unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Christina.
And I'm Sarah, and we're so happy to be here tonight. We have a great interview coming up with Nep Sidhu.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about Toronto-based artist Nep Sidhu.
So Nep, as we mentioned, is in town right now for Shadows in the Major 7th, which features a lot of, you know, his works that he's been working on for a number of years, and it was great to see them in real life, to see how large scale and just voluminous they are.
And so it's his first solo show, and it's at the Surrey Art Gallery, and so it'll be taking place from April 9th to June 12th. And there's just such a sense of precision in his work. And a lot of his works tend to be, like Sarah was saying, quite large, physically speaking. And so when we sat down with him after the show, we had to talk to him about his process and what it takes to sort of map out and plan such large scale works.
Everything comes through a different process. Definitely is not one any kind of formula at any point to anything, but if the narrative is worth, I guess, investigating, and when I say worth, I mean it as from a personal standpoint. We all have our own idea of what things are worth, or what, in terms of getting out of bed and trying to harbor a certain technique and labor in a certain sort of way to arrive at something, I think one has to fall in love with the narrative first to have to pursue. So usually strength in the narrative is what kind of makes me want to do something. I think preparation and study of technique, and also a channeling sort of those that have come from before, in terms of giving that a space and a respect, I feel if those things are in line, any notions of a challenge kind of fall apart. If those things are sort of done steadfast before performing or executing any of these works, so I don't come across challenges in that way, because I'm like, oh, here you go again with your 96 inch by whatever situation is going on that won't fit into the doors of this museum. But scale is what feels natural to me to these works. I kind of sometimes don't end up having much of a choice in the matter. If it was being done for convenience or standardization, then I definitely would not be doing these in this scale. But it's usually a calling for, like, what the narrative is to the scale it needs to be in, the materials, and those things are sort of all answered almost in a way that sort of I'm not really left to much choice but to make them in that scale. It's just what makes sense. It's just what natural to the work.
So Nep describes himself as an artist who is linking the ancestral with the here and now. When we looked at his work, we found that the here and now part of his work, it was not immediately obvious. And it was very timeless, and we definitely could see the ancestral, particularly his Punjabi roots in his work. But, you know, he's also got influences from so many different cultures.
The ancient part, it's easy to see that in his work. For example, Confirmation, it's a three-piece work created with ink on paper, brass, and sheet veneer marble, and it features Kufic script. And Kufic is the oldest calligraphic form of various Arabic scripts, and it was developed around the end of the 8th century in Kufa, Iraq. And so that's about as ancient as it gets. And so that's present in his work. And I didn't immediately know that the script was Kufic, but even a layman viewing it could see those ancient influences really shining through in the script. And as Nep sort of walked us around his work and gave us this narrated tour, he explained how the Kufic script in collection is actually the lyrics of Ishmael Butler of the Seattle-based hip-hop duo Shabazz Palaces. And so that's the here and now part of that particular work. And it's not, that again is not easy to see, because the here and now has been translated into this, you know, ancient form in this ancient script. But so you have to look a little bit harder to sort of recognize what the here and now is in that piece. And in Nep's work overall, there aren't really these obvious pop culture references So with that in mind, we had to ask him what the concept of timelessness meant to him.
I think timelessness is important to the work I love seeing or that I've always enjoyed growing up around. If my work has some of that, then I would leave that up to others to decide, you know, probably at a longer point in time. But in terms of timelessness for me, as someone who enjoys work, whether it be in sculpture or in sound or music or film, I think it's timelessness that's sort of a quality that keeps showing up in the work that I love.
Yeah.
So when we were first exploring Knepp's work, we were interested in the concept of his non-commercial clothing line, Paradise Sportif. So we notice he doesn't seem to reference any sort of collections or seasons other than naming it by the years when explaining Paradise Sportif, but he describes his work in chapters. You know, because Paradise Sportif isn't a commercial clothing line, it doesn't necessarily need to operate within the traditional boundaries of having seasons or collections. So this is a very, you know, unique approach to a clothing line. And it's intriguing in the sense that it's not inundated with what the demands of the fashion industry are. And as we know, the fashion industry is just moving at such a rampant pace. 6 collections a year is not crazy. I know Kanye West thinks it's super innovative, but it's not crazy. Like major houses, that's quite standard. So this is, you know, a unique approach. And so Paradise Sportif, it's made up of materials and processes. We see a lot of embroidered silk, embossed leather, wool chenille. And they're worn.
The wool chenille. And it's worn by all the different members of Black Constellation, well, the duo, and other friends from
Black Constellation. So it's worn by members of Black Constellation and just the various friends in that collective. So we asked Knepp what Paradise Sportif stood for and whether he has any interest in turning it into a commercial line in the future. And I think it's just really interesting and kind of refreshing in a sense that he's stepping away from it in a commercial sort of stance. Here's what he had to say.
The clothes have an attitude of sport and ceremony inside of them. Part of that is kind of what I got brought up around in terms of innovation through sports, whether it was reversing the iconography of something or the technical savvy in sports fiber and textile, the performance aspect of it. Performance itself lays a heavy notion in the garments themselves. In conducting performance, sport had a natural sort of place within the clothes for those reasons. There's a lot of time required and a lot of managed effort in creating something like that. It's one thing to create pieces in the numbers that I do. It's another thing to be answerable for a large quantity that needs then constant touching base with purveyors of the work. There's a lot of that becomes involved in which I sort of fall back from, which I'm not too interested in. So commercial, I guess, to some aspect I'd be interested in. It'd be obviously a small version of that. I think it'd be particular so that I wouldn't really have to be staring at buying deadlines and what season people are purchasing for and stuff like that. The clothes have an attitude of sport and ceremony inside of them. Part of that is kind of what I got.
With plenty of religious and spiritual influences and references in Knepp's work, it's no surprise that he's interested in the communities around him. It sort of goes hand in hand. And it's actually really cool to see an artist so engaged and interested in the particular community that their work is exhibited in. And when Sarah and I met with Knepp, you know, constantly asking us about the community that his, you know, that his work is being shown in and what we thought the reception would be like. So it was really cool to see him that engaged, because with social media today and the communities that exist online, it's really easy to forget about the physical communities that we actually live in around us.
Also, but he's a Toronto-based artist. So for him to come to the West Coast, I feel that, you know, in Canada, we've definitely got, like, scenes. Winnipeg has a scene. Toronto has a scene. Vancouver has
a scene. There's almost a rivalry between Vancouver and Toronto, isn't there?
Right? I don't notice, like, a cross-pollination in the way that there should be, in the way that artists are moving so, like, freely between L.A. and New York. And, you know, it's
really nice to see an artist from Toronto come down and just seriously, genuinely be interested in, like, what's going on around
and
him.
And share his ideas and his viewpoints. You know, he tackles a lot of very complex issues with things like No Pigs in Paradise, which was done sort of in tribute to, like, all the women that continue to go missing. So he really ties in, you know, that grassroots activism.
It's all part of his identity. That's sort of a part of what it is to be Canadian. That is a huge issue for Canadians at the moment right now, the missing women, the missing Aboriginal women. So
yes,
he takes, you know, he takes this into consideration, and it's a huge reference point for him. And so it's nice to see a Toronto artist come down and really respect and understand and try and get to know the community that his work's being shown in. And so that being a strong point of reference and inspiration for him, all these parts of his identity, they definitely find a way into his work. And so we discussed what these spiritual influences mean to him.
I grew up in a pretty traditional Sikh household, so I was lucky to understand universalness, universal brotherhood and universal sisterhood at a very, very early age. Community, you know, wherever we land, we need to understand that community is also made up of the people that are around us physically and what's happening there, and a responsibility to that as well. So growing up that way, I was lucky to be afforded an understanding towards those things through the lens of Sikhism. It allowed me to see a modernity and universalness later. I'm not at all saying that when I was growing up I was seeing all these things. When in hindsight now, at the point of making work and having intention and starting to do a little bit of reverse engineering on ourselves, I see where it's come from. I see the root of it. And it's worth celebrating. I'm honored by it. I mean, I'm honored by anyone who puts up good facility and faculty to be able to tell these stories. Specifically to Surrey, I appreciate to be in a place that has the volume of people it does in terms of my folks out here. I think that's beautiful. That's where I always want connection. Never have I thought to be making work in isolation or for it to be collected or beautified by somewhere that's further from the, you know, the place or the people that it's from. The people and the place that it's from really feels relevant and applicable to here, to Surrey. I like that. Those, all those notions, they mean a lot to me.
So we hope you've enjoyed our interview with Nepsidhu. It was great meeting him yesterday and having him walk us through his show sort of while it was in the final preparations for his opening reception that is taking place this Saturday on April 9th at the Surrey Art Gallery. So that show is his first solo show. It's called Shadows in the Major 7th, and it will be on display from April 9th to June 12th. So definitely come down, check it out. We'll be there. So come say hi, and for now we're going to get into some more music.
Big thanks to Jordan Strum as well, that we really enjoyed that. So just because we have to, we're going to play Controla by Drake.
Like good popcorn. Canadians.
Girl, your body good and you're special to me. Wanna make you my lady officially. From your ticket for Biden, me willing for pay. Fly you in from distance away.
Right. My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I lie for you, I think I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah. Okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting Charlie. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller.
Controller. Baby, you make me happy. Wind up your sexy body if you poppy. Your eyes, them looking at me. And you turn me on like a new Bugatti. Naughty things more you do. Some you woulda love it if you coulda come true. Make me smoke a spliff, have a drink, me and you. Then me release a stress, I have feel having you. Sexy, me see what probe. Make me bend you over in your bra and your shoes. Baby, want make you so road. You're pretty in a clothes, but me love when you know that. Baby, it not take you nothing for move me. You bad like action movie. Just if you beat rough tonight, not smoothly. Me love how you unruly.
I think I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller.
Ha. Hey. She love when we do it all night. And she make it clap when she ride my bike. She cock it up on the private flight. Familiar so rough like my brand new Nike. Me say me want her all my life. When you sing the note on the cordless mic. Me want her all my life. All my life. Me see to ya sexy, me see what probe. Me bend you over in your bra and your shoes. Baby, wanna make you so road. You're pretty in a clothes, but me love when you know that. Maybe it not take you nothing for move me. You bad like action movie. Just if you beat rough tonight, not smoothly. Me love how you unruly.
I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Like controller, controller. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm only down for the interim. If you see me, I'm getting in there.
Because of diseases, down for some ignorance. Chemicals and feces, down for some ignorance. Computers delete us, down for some ignorance. Don't care how they treat us, down for some ignorance. Fresh on the streets and I'm down for some ignorance. Fear of defeat and I'm down for some ignorance. Stockholders mean and they're down for some ignorance. Fear of the meek and they're down.
Some ignorance, guns over peace, and I'm down for some ignorance.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasted live from unceded Musqueam territory.
You're Sarah. I'm Christina.
That is what they call me.
And we are the Screen Girls.
Yes, on 101.9 FM. So we have had an interesting week just kind of reading The New Yorker this week, and Zaha Hadid.
Yeah, the news last week, March 31st, the news of Baghdad-born London-based architect Zaha Hadid passed away. And so, for anyone who doesn't know, Zaha Hadid was just like a phenomenal architect, very forward-thinking in regards to her architecture, and she was the recipient of just so many different architecture awards, including the Pritzker Architecture Prize, which is the highest award in architecture, the Sterling Prize, the Glamour Award Tour, the Glamour Award for the Architect-in-Chief, and the Structural Steel Design Award. So ahead of her time is definitely an understatement when describing Zaha Hadid. And so it was really tragic to hear of, you know, her passing last week on the 31st. She died at age 65 in Miami of a sudden heart attack. But her work is what you can do. Her work can be characterized very fantastic. John Seabrook actually wrote a piece on her for The New Yorker and described how in her buildings, the walls are never quite vertical, the floors seldom remain flat for long, and the twain meet not in 90-degree angles, but rather in the kinds of curves one finds in skateboard parks. And Hadid would often say, there are 359 other degrees, why limit yourself to one? There are few repeating forms, columns, windows, door frames that guide you through her spaces, which may be why some people, on entering a Zaha Hadid building for the first time, are reminded of childhood experiences in large structures. You're disorientated. You can't say, I'll be in the back, because there is no back and there's no front either. So our next show on April 20th, we'll be discussing her work in more detail. And until then, you can follow along with us on facebook.com/thescreengirls, where we'll be sharing our favorite works of hers and discussing her legacy.
We had a great time with you guys. Nepsidu, definitely check that out if you can at the Surrey Art Gallery this weekend. We'll be there on Saturday. And some other events, the New Media Gallery is hosting a new opening on Friday night from 7 to 10, and that's always a good time. And this weekend on Sunday, Tinashe will be at the Vogue Theater, and we'll be attending that show. I think it's sold out, so if you've got tickets, make sure you get there early. And, yeah. We will see you.
Santi
back.
Gold is also in town?
Yes, Santi Gold is in town. And she will be here on Monday night at the Commodore.
At the Vogue Theater.
At the Vogue Theater, yes.
April 11th, Monday. And the doors open at 7. The show is at 8.
Yeah.
So we'll be back on April 20th.
And we have a great show lined up for you for that.
420.
Until then. We will see you.
Until then, follow us on all the social media channels at The Screen Girls.
Have a great week.
Beppy Chris Band presents Difficult Music, Harsh Electronics, Spoken Word, Cut Up / Collage, and a General Chris Band Weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.